The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm going to put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved, everything was going to be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read your Bible. You know what it said. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Yeah. Jesus said, he who puts his hands to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya. I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out. Deep game. This here's deep. Some of y'all ain't saw nothing but your study trying to reach. But after him who was able to possess your father by his glory. Struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is since it was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can make it.
The fiery trials are to try you. You say, why you? But your church say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? He told you he was going to have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. One minute you're telling how good God is and can't nobody beat the talk. The next minute you're backsliding so fast, I'm like you're moonwalking. Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself because I ain't no better. It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we got to remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it showed up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's a fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled. God put that on his tongue. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, cause the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're gonna be on top. Quiet, send your hook line one more game. This time you don't stop.
I know we can make it.
We can make it.
Welcome, everybody. We gonna pump the brakes right there. I just had to get a minute to Big Boy upstairs, you know, because we are living in time of tribulation. All kind of crazy stuff going on out there. But you know what I decided today? Hump day. I feel like if we made it this far, I know we could make it the rest of the week, you know. And it's my wish and my thoughts, you know. Hope you believe in Big Boy upstairs, too, because, you know, that's what made me decide to run for president, because he said I could do anything with his power. You know, I feel like I can't do any worse than anybody else. So when you see my name out there, just know that you heard it first right here, that I decided to run for president today. And keep in mind, I might change my mind tomorrow, but that's what I decided to do today, you know. Anyway, we got a great show lined up for you today as usual. We got Mr. Charles Parker going to be joining us. One second here, and we're going to talk about all the little wonderful things he's got going on. You know, his latest single, and we're going to talk about his tour, and we're just going to tap into his brain, you know, and see what he got going on, because I know he got some stuff going on he want all his fans to know. You know what I mean? So hang on in there. We'll be right back with Mr. Charles Parker.
I am indie. With your host in the mind, Patterson. I'm independent, but a minute, I'm feeling fine.
Patterson, same name, no relationship, out of New York. Wonderful, wonderful vocalist and writer. Put that together for us. I love that. Let me see if our guest today has arrived. You know, I heard his private plane was circling the airport and he had to clear some of them big jets so he could land. So let me see if he's with us. Mr. Parker, are you with us?
Hey, Lamont, I'm right here.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful, boy. He gave me another day to be on the side of the ground, so I think I'm doing well.
That's good. That's a good thing.
So, man, I understand you got some great stuff going on with your music and stuff, you know, and we got a bunch of questions lined up for you, and I know our listeners are waiting to hear some of your music. But I got a whole bunch of questions for you, but they backwards to me, so I'm just going to go the way I know how to go, if you don't have a problem with that.
That's okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm trying.
Okay, well, come on, Parker. You got to talk up, man. You sound like you're shy, just a quiet gentleman, man. I'm used to guys that play your kind of music to be a little louder, but I understand.
It's been a long week of rock and roll shows here.
Oh wow, yeah, I could definitely understand that. Have you seen The Dirt yet?
Oh yeah, I saw that when it first came out on Netflix. It's a pretty good movie.
Okay.
What did you think of that? Do you like that?
Well, you know, here you go. True story. I was kind of around, you know, the Roxy during that whole time, you know. A little different genre, you know, with Sly Stone and a whole bunch of those guys. But, you know, the Roxy, Whiskey, A Go-Go and all those things was really a big hangout. And fast forward later on here in life, you know, I became friends with this guy named Vince Neil. So I'm sure you know who he is.
Yeah, I've heard his name somewhere.
to watch the movie and know the people in real life and trying to put the two together, you know, sometimes is a task.
Oh yeah, I heard it was a little different. You know, the movie was a little far fetched from the truth, I guess.
Well, yeah, well, they got to get people to come in there and watch it, you know.
Exactly.
Well, Mr. Parker, well, tell our listeners a little bit. I'm going to start from the beginning because there's a whole lot of Charles Parkers out there. What I mean by that is, you know, young artists that's trying to get to be where you are today. So let's go back to the beginning. Who's Charles Parker and how did you get involved in this music business and did your parents play? Did you play as a youngster in school? Where did you get the bug at?
Well, I started out, you know, you hear music on the radio and TV, and I had my mother bought me a guitar when I was young, probably 10 years old or so, acoustic guitar, and just wanted to learn how to play. And over the years, I just kind of picked up songs and, you know, tried to learn how to play everything I possibly could. And that worked out well to be a full-time working musician because I learned so many different types of music. I actually play in 5 bands right now. I have tribute bands and cover bands along with the original music that I'm doing. So I guess, you know, falling back on that as my day job, you know, I'm a full-time musician and, you know, a songwriter. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to go to work in a factory or drive a truck. I just play music for a living. So, you know, growing up with all those influences made that happen for me.
Well, that's great. Well, I was going to ask you, how do you find time to rehearse? But I guess playing with so many different situations, that's almost like rehearsal within itself.
Oh yeah, yeah. We just if we're gonna do a new song, we kind of pick it up on the way and just kind of do it at the show. Guys I play with been playing for a while, so it's pretty easy to do that. And you know, when we write new songs, we'll go into the studio and lay down the parts. So we kind of build it in studio. And yeah, there's not really a lot of time to rehearse.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, you're playing with so many situations. It's almost like, you know, rehearsing in itself. You know, you don't have to worry about keeping your chops up, so to speak.
The fact that you're always
on your feet.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, the time to practice is at the live show.
Right. Yep. And I guess the fans get to hear it first. Well, who are some of your musical influences?
Wow, it's all over the place. I play so many different things. I mean, growing up, you know, you would hear the stuff on the radio, the pop music of the day. You know, obviously, I'm in a Beatles tribute band, so the Beatles are a big influence, and you know, they've written some of the best pop music ever. You know, kind of gone along and you know, learned a lot of rock stuff, and then into the country side of things, where you know, you pick up the Alan Jacksons, Keith Urbans, things like that. You know, there's just so much music out there, and I tried to learn from all different, you know, all different outlets and all different artists to kind of put the sound together. It's just so many people.
Wow, well, that's a great experience too. Yeah, that's a great experience too, because you know, you get to play with so many different people, you know, and especially I don't know, I guess. That just makes you, I guess, in my opinion, a well-rounded musician. When you get so many different
experiences
and get to play with so many people.
And you learn from that. I think that I've learned so much from other musicians and other artists, and that helps in a way of creating your own thing. You know, you don't try to copy them, but you take the influences that you've learned over the years and you incorporate that into what you do.
Right. And that's definitely one good way to stay relevant, too.
Oh, definitely.
You know, so many artists, you know, they're great artists, but they stay in the woodshed, and they don't really open up their ears to really see what's really going on out there. And I always ask them, I mean, it's great to make music for yourself, you know, if you're not trying to eat from it. But then if you're doing it for the love of music as well, you know, and that's your way of supporting yourself, you really kind of got to open yourself up and kind of listen to what's really going on out there.
I tell you, when I was a kid, you know, I refused to play some of the popular music because I was too cool for that. I was a kid. I was playing, you know, in the rock bands. I was playing in the heavier bands. And I had one of my father's friends came to me and he said, "Why don't you play some Jimmy Buffett? Why don't you play some, you know, Brown Eyed Girl?" And I was like, "I'll never do that," you know. And I was a dumb kid, and I said that to him. And the funny thing now is I have a band that plays nothing but Jimmy Buffett and Brown Eyed Girl.
Hey, well, I learned one lesson a long time ago: is never say what I won't do. I always say what I don't think I will do.
Yeah, exactly. Never say never, because you never know what's going to happen down the road.
Yep, you turn around and have to eat those words, and sometimes they don't taste so good.
No, but it's all worked out in the end. You know, it's a fun time playing that kind of music, and people like that. And you know, it's a way to survive in the music business.
Yes. So, I understand you got two songs that's popping out there right now. You got Party Girl Remix and Love Is Us. Is Love Is Us, that's the most recent single, correct?
That's the most recent. That came out in mid-July, so it's only about a little over a month out.
And Party Girl was out prior to that?
Party Girls came out last summer, so that's been around for a little while, but it's still hanging in there.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what we're gonna do, man. We're gonna hit our listeners off with Party Girls, and we're gonna come back with the newest one after we let them put their ears on this. How about that?
That sounds good to me.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're with Mr. Charles Park, and you know whom I'm is. And we're going to play for you Party Girl. So let the windows down, turn the air conditioner up, and put your ears on this.
Keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing. Party girls, keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing. Party girls, keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing. Party girls, keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing. Early in the morning, till the time I go to bed, I have visions of these party girls, they're dancing in my head. I keep talking, I keep turning, till the weekend comes. From the great state of Alabama to the hills of Tennessee, way out south in Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Hollywood to Buffalo, there's a place we like to go, from Boston to Miami Beach, tell you something to know. Party girls, keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing. Girls, let me hear you say,
ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah.
West Coast party girls, let me hear you say,
ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah.
Northern party girls, let me hear you say,
keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing. Party girls, keep shaking that thing, keep shaking that thing.
Okay, your girl Miss Drama Ganza, check. Lip gloss, check. Mascara, check. I am Indie with the homie K Diddy, check, check. You listening to Blog Talk Radio, baby, and I love you for it. Mwah.
Yeah, thank you. We're back with Mr. Charles Parker, boy, and that was Party Girls. I know that had him up all over the country, didn't it?
It's a fun song, yeah. I hope they were up dancing to that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that was one that got him up, boy, because everybody could relate to that, and everybody want a party.
Yeah, I wrote that song, you know, purposely for that, and it did okay. It did all right on radio. It became a line dance around the country, which was strange to me. I didn't know that there was a line dance chart. It went to number 3 on the line dance chart. And then I saw people popping up on YouTube with videos doing the line dance to that song. So it was sort of out of nowhere and very, very interesting.
Look, isn't it wonderful when it's really not expected, but then all of a sudden it starts blowing up for you?
Oh, that's great. It's a fun thing, and you know, for people to write a dance, you know, dance steps to your song. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's where the longevity comes in, man.
Oh, I hope so.
That's where the longevity comes in. That become a line dance favorite, and all the DJs across the country, they add that to their mix. So, come on, that's kind of like where you want it to be.
Exactly. I love it. Keep it up. Keep it going. That song can go as long as as long as they want it to.
So, did you guys do? You mentioned some other people did videos to it. Did you guys do a video to it yourself?
I did a video. Shot a video. I guess it was sometime last summer and put it up, and it's available on YouTube and all over. You know the internet. You just type in Charles Parker Party Girls and it'll pop up everywhere.
Right. Well, you guys heard it right here. So go check out Mr. Parker, and definitely check out that song, you know, and put on your cowboy boots and get to doing your thing, you know. Get up and shake your party maker. So I see something else interesting here. You got to wear Little Rich's jacket. How was that? What was that about?
Oh, that was great. I went to do a photo shoot down in Nashville about 2 weeks ago, I guess, and we went to the costume maker, Manuel, and all these jackets and costumes were in his shop. And there was this purple jacket on a mannequin, and it happened to be Little Richard's jacket. And it was, you know, full of sparkles, full of stones and shiny and, you know, everything you expect from Little Richard. And, yeah, I got to do some photos in his jacket.
I guess that was interesting. I met that young man many years ago as well. I mean, he's definitely a character.
Yeah, he's you know, he beginning of rock and roll. You know, I actually saw a story on him this morning. There was a documentary on Little Richard, and a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, definitely influenced. So. A lot of musicians, a lot of musicians. So listen, we're going to move on to your, I don't know, let me see. We're going to let our listeners hear some more of you, and then we're going to save your newest for last, because I want our listeners to take that away with them. So we're going to go on to, let me see, got some more of your stuff here, Mr. Parker. So you got any shows lined up in the immediate future?
I'm playing nonstop. This is my first day off in the last 6 or 7 days. We're all over the place. Tomorrow I have a country show in Baltimore. Friday we're up in Cape May, New Jersey on the beach. And then we're down over the weekend, I think for Labor Day weekend, we're down in Ocean City, Maryland. Just also the beach area around here. And it's just nonstop in the summertime.
Well, I mean, you know, you might want to tell our listeners in Baltimore where you're going to be at so they can come see you.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening in Baltimore, what's today? Tomorrow's Thursday. So Long Beach Marina on Thursday for their country night. Friday, we're in Cape May, New Jersey, right on the beach at the convention hall. So they set us up out on the beach. And Sunday, we're down in Deal Island, Maryland, for their Deal Island celebration. I think it's like their 50th year anniversary. So we're doing that concert. And then Monday, we're at Sunset Grill in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes.
So many, many opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah, see, there you go. You told them exactly where they can come see you, so they just wanted to drive around the state.
That's a lot of driving.
Yeah. At least this way you narrowed it down just a little bit. You know what I mean?
One end of the state to the other end. And then in New Jersey,
yeah.
in between.
Yeah.
It's like who routes
got,
this for?
I don't know, but listen, it must be fun and they must be getting paid for doing it or something.
Oh, it's always fun. It's always fun to do this.
Yes, it is. Because you meet so many great people, you know. And
oh, yeah.
And I always say music is the international and maybe even the global language, because you can touch so many people and so many different people can relate to your message. And, you know, you can elicit so many different emotions just by your songs.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Hopefully, you know, they take something away from what you're writing and you know, appreciate that. And I think it everybody has a different meaning. It means something to everyone, you know, even though you may have written it in one way, you know, the listener may listen and think about it in a different way. And it may fit their life in a different way than you ever intended, but that's fine too. You know, as long as it works
right
for them.
That's true. Well, we got a Say Goodbye queued up. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Say Goodbye. Okay, yeah, that was – we almost forgot about that one. That came out right after Party Girls and right before Love Is Us. So that's in the middle. And that's, you know, just your typical love song, I suppose, you know, just you know, I think we kind of quoted that as if, you know, if you love someone, set them free, and if they return, then they're yours. And that was sort of a good quote for that song.
Okay. I was just wondering if she was kicking you out or you were kicking her out.
No, you know, I don't think it had to really do with anyone in particular. It was just a, you know, just a song kind of written about that subject. It didn't personally happen to me, but like I said, you know, if you can relate to that, then you know, take it as you will and make it your own.
I get kicked out every time I ask for some hog maws and chitlins.
Not really.
Yeah.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye, Lamont.
Yeah. Well, listen, my loyal listeners, we got Mr. Charles Parker here, and what we want you to do is turn the air conditioner up and let the windows down and put your ears on this. This is Say Goodbye with Mr. Charles Parker.
Sorrow, I love to feel again tomorrow. I'm living for today. Don't object me with your sorrow. Say goodbye, my lover.
Charles Parker, but you got a great name because Charlie Parker was a famous guy as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That, like, get mistaken for that all the time. I said, yeah, that was my dad. No, actually, that was my grandfather because he was back a long time ago. So.
Oh, yeah, boy. Look, he plays some really great music, boy. He has some big shoes, boy. So people try to fill his shoes. They had to really come with it.
Yeah, you know what?
So
I remember when.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
As I remember when I put my first song out, it went up on the YouTube, and somebody commented on it. Says, "That's not Charlie Parker. He's a jazz musician." You know, like it's like no, it's someone else. Same name. But so yeah, it was it's interesting having the same name.
Yeah, a different genre. Good to have the same name because that, hey, look, that's got to help in the rating somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, if his stuff come up, yours too. Yours will come up too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey, look, that definitely can't hurt having a similar name to a famous person.
Oh, no, definitely.
So Charles, do you play any other instruments or what's your main instrument?
Main instrument is guitar. I play guitar and sing in most of the bands, but I can also play piano. I've done that for a while. So, you know, I do a little bit of that. And actually the next song we're working on is based around piano. I wrote that on piano. So we're looking forward to doing that, but that's a little down the road.
Oh, okay. Well, talk to us a little bit about your creative, your writing process, because I know different artists, different singers, different musicians, you know, they go in the woodshed a little bit differently. So what do you do? Do you relate on past experiences or you just get an idea or how do you work?
Well, it comes from a lot of different places. I usually sit with an acoustic guitar and decide to, you know, if I'm actually trying to write a song, I'll sit down with an acoustic guitar. Sometimes it just comes to you when you're not trying at all. And sometimes you'll have an idea pop into your head or you get maybe a chorus or just you'll be humming something and it kind of turns into a song. And they just come out of nowhere. You know, one of the first songs I've ever written, I was sleeping and I woke up in the middle of the night and I had this chorus in my head. And back then, you know, I had the portable tape recorder. So I sang it into the tape recorder and, you know, woke up the next day. And because, you know, if I would have just gone back to sleep, it would have been gone forever. I would have never remembered. And got up the next day and started working on the song and wrote the verses and finished the song. And it's kind of amazing how that happens. And, you know, in the Party Girl situation, I thought that that was sort of, I did that on purpose because the first song I put out was a song called Bring Back the Sun, and it was more along the lines of the Eagles or Hootie and the Blowfish, and went to radio, and it did okay, but everybody was after this bro country sound, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to blatantly do what you say you want, and I wrote Party Girl, so that was kind of intentional. But, you know, they come from a lot of different places.
Well, you're smart in one respect. I mean, when you got that vision, when you got that melody in your head to jump up and put it down, because I always make that mistake, you know. I'm half asleep and I think about something, or I'll come up with a good line and I'll actually tell myself, oh, I'm going to remember this, and I'll repeat it a few times. I'm going to remember this. And then you go to sleep, and when you wake up, it's a wrap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you never remember that.
I knew I was supposed to remember something.
I've lost so many songs that way of just not getting up and going to sleep. But now you got the, you know, with the cell phones, you got the voice recorder on the cell phone. So you just hit your voice recorder on the cell phone, sing it in, and the next day it's there, you know. When you wake up,
yeah,
you got it on your phone.
That's what you're supposed to do if you're really smart, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to keep those ideas because...
Yeah, some of us tell ourselves, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to remember it, yeah, you know.
That will never happen. You'll never remember.
Hey, look, especially at this age, boy, look, you'll remember nothing. So you better put it down somewhere.
No. We don't even remember what we had for dinner last night.
No, that's true. That is so true. That is so true. So what do you think about, I know you've been doing this music business for a while. What do you think about, you know, the internet? What should I say? How important do you feel like social network it is in terms of the artists and the industry today?
Well, I think it's everything today. I think that, you know, especially for indie artists, you know, back in the old days, and old days meaning even 10 years ago, you had to have a record label. You had to have distribution through a record label, or your music was never heard. And now with you know, all the social media sites, with the Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all those outlets, anyone can release music to the world. And that's so important today because, you know, growing up, we didn't have that opportunity. And, you know, I could tell you stories of record labels and rejections, and, you know, we've all had. So, yeah, I, you know, definitely a positive thing with the internet.
Well, let me ask you this one, because I had a conversation with an artist about a week ago, and they have so much material out there now, with different situations. They just do songs, you know, and they have this idea that, you know, they don't want to sign with a label. Like I said, they want to be just independent and do their own thing. But, you know, they got a lot of music out there in the marketplace. And, you know, I'm kind of like from the old school, you know what I mean? It's my thought, you know, you got to work one project at a time, because if you got too much stuff out there, your fans, they don't really know what to listen to or what to buy. You know what I mean? It's almost like, you know, going in a smorgasbord and you see all this food. And for me, if I look at too much stuff, it kind of messes with my appetite. If I got fewer choices, I'm better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just.
So, what do you think?
Say,
you think,
you know,
it's a good idea to? You think it's a good idea to have a whole bunch of music out there, or you just feel it's best to work one project at a time?
I think one at a time is the way to go. I mean, because as you go along in your career, you're always going to have the past releases, so you know they can always go back and hear what you did before, but. Promoting, you know, the attention span of most people will not look at all those choices. You know, they're going to look at one choice. And if you promote your single that you released today or, you know, the most recent single, I think that's the one you need to put all your time into. And as an indie artist, you don't have a corporation behind you promoting this, and that's sort of the, you know, is it better to be with a label versus to be an indie artist? With a label behind you, you have a whole team working, you know, you have many, many people calling radio, calling, you know, you have a lot of help. When you're indie, you have one or two people that are trying to do it all, and you know, so to flood the market with all these songs, it's going to be kind of tough to promote all those songs.
Well, and that brought about my next question to this particular artist. I asked them, are you doing music for yourself, or are you doing this because you're doing it as a career and you look to be able to sustain yourself by the income from this? Because to me, the answer to those questions would not really make me understand why they were doing what they're doing, because coming from where I came from as an artist, producer, manager, and a label, you know, nothing about how this is going down makes sense to me, you know what I mean? But everybody got the right to do what they're doing the way they want to do it. But, you know, it's totally confusing to me because I'm like, why would you do this? How are you even tracking anything that you're doing? And what would be the purpose of it, you know, outside of I just like recording, you know?
And that's a wonderful thing, you know. The recording studio is the best. You can go in and you can create, you know, you just create anything you want to create in there. And it doesn't have to be for anyone else. It doesn't have to be for the fans. I mean, I tell a lot of musicians that I know, you know, it's really, you know, why are you doing this? You have to figure out why you're doing it first before you do it. If you're doing it for yourself, have at it, you know, do whatever you like, whatever makes you happy. But if you're doing it for, you know, for the career, then you're going to have to follow a few guidelines and make it fit what it needs to fit to get it to the masses of people. So yeah, it really comes down to, you know, you got to figure out why you're doing it
right
first before you do it.
Well, I totally agree, and I just wanted to put that out there for, you know, some of the other artists that's trying to be in this business, try to first make that decision, because from that point, it kind of puts you on the right street.
Oh, yeah, and it's a tough business anyway. You know, if it was easy, everybody would do it, and everyone would be, you know, Taylor Swift. But
yes,
unfortunately,
and
we're
and
not
it's so hard
all
to,
in that.
And, you know, and it takes years, and people don't understand this, you know. It takes years and to put together a real good team, should I say. You know, you need
exactly.
A real good team. You know, this is really nothing that you could do by yourself, even though you think you can. But, no, you need a team, and you go through a few people to get to those people. So
ready. Exactly. You find a lot of the wrong people before you find a lot of the right people.
And the more successful you become, the more the wrong one's going to come.
Oh yeah, yeah. They all come, and you know, and you figure out who works best for you and who can actually get the job done. I mean, the competition is way, you know, way overwhelming out there. And, you know, I was told that from the beginning, you know, a lot of radio promotions guys are coming at me. It's like, well, you know, it's really, really competitive. Are you sure you want to do this? You sure want, it's like, well, of course, if I didn't want to do it, I wouldn't be doing it at all. Like, but you got to keep in mind that it is very, very competitive. And a lot of the major label acts are going to dominate because they have the money behind them. They have the labels behind them. And in the end, it seems to come down to that, you know.
Have you ever had the experience where a radio person wanted to reproduce one of your songs?
You know, not really, no. I mean, sometimes we have some radio people that make suggestions, but no one
right.
has kind of gone as far as wanting to redo one.
Well, I mean, that's what I really should have said, suggestions. I think you need a little bit more of this, or I think this would sound better if it had a little more of that, you know.
Yeah, I had one guy say, you know, you should add a banjo to this song. Just wanted to hear the banjo, so I think that's all. That's about all I've had so far. But, you know, I can hear banjo.
Blessings to you for that one. A banjo. Okay. That's
an
interesting
banjo line
concept. Well, listen, man, we've been having everybody wait long enough, so I think we need to go ahead and play Love Is Us for them. We definitely need more of that in this world, boy, because every time I look up, every time I turn on the TV, man, it's some craziness going on in some parts of the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, definitely, if everybody just get along, and then, you know, the song was about, you know, just as long as you have each other, that's all you really need. Didn't matter where you live, what you own, what you have. It just, you know, you can survive. You know, there's other things that are just material things. And that's why I wrote the song. And hopefully people can, you know, use that in their life.
Yes. Because we definitely need more of that. So everybody, you know the drill. Turn the air conditioner up. Let the windows down and put your ear on this. This is Mr. Charles Parker, and this is his newest single, so I know you guys are going to go out there and support and let everybody know where you heard it. You heard it right here on I Am Indie. So here you go. Love Is Us.
Listen from your phone, 347-215-8255. 308-8747. Blog Talk. Hey, Diddy.
Yes, we back in the building with Mr. Charles Parker. And that was Love Is Us. And if you missed any part of the show, it'll be available for everyone in its entirety in about 10 minutes all over the world. So you ain't got no excuse. And if you don't know where to hear the show, just type it in, Google it, and it'll come up. And if that don't work for you, ask your mama, ask your daddy, ask the neighbor, ask the guy across the street and the milkman. Somebody will know how to hear the show so you can kind of hear what you missed. So that won't be no excuse. Got it? Got it. Mr. Charles Parker, how you doing? We're back.
I'm good. I'm good. I like that song. You like that song?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It definitely speaks.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it resonates to a lot of people.
So did you have the same situation that it hit you early in the morning, or were you just walking around, or were you just looking at the news? And
I am watching TV, and I saw this commercial, and I saw that, I think it was sort of like a Valentine's Day thing, actually. And I thought, well, this would be a good topic. And kind of came up with that, telling a story about how it came together, where, the couple are just kind of, they really didn't have any idea of what they were doing or where they were going. And, the building the castle of sand kind of reminded me of, well, it doesn't matter if you live on the beach, if you're living actually in the sand on the beach, or you have a big condo, it doesn't really matter. It's all the same as long as they had each other. And, a lot of it is, I wish I had the answer, to tell you how to do this, because everyone's looking for love in the world, it seems. You see that out there all the time. And if I had the answer, I'd give it to you. But, I think you might have to find it. But once you find it, it's a good thing.
Yep, once you find it. And that's an interesting situation, too, because a lot of people have it and don't realize they have it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they too busy watching these reality shows to tell them what love is and how they should react and what they should be looking for. And people are so judgmental. They need to stop that. You know what I mean? Because just because it don't work for you, don't mean it don't work for the next person.
Yeah, exactly. Not everyone's the same. Not everyone's looking for the same thing. People are all different. That's what makes everything good. If everyone is the same, that would be fun.
Well, Charles, tell us a secret, man. I know you got. What is your hobby? Mine is that. Well, I don't have it yet, but I'm gonna try to teach myself how to paint. For some reasons, man, I wanna get me a big easel and get the whole outfit. The little funny looking hat. And I want to teach myself how to paint.
that's a good thing. I went to a show a couple weeks ago. It was a Kiss concert. We went to see Kiss. And the opening act was a painter. There was a guy on stage painting a picture. That was the opening act of a Kiss concert. So that sounds like a wonderful hobby to have.
Well, for me, I could never draw stick people. See, that's why I'm going there. All through school,
yeah.
I could never draw stick people. I mean, that is so to the left of everything. But that's what I'm going to teach myself how to do. So I know you got something. What do? You fish, you hunt. I know you do music, but what is it that you do that kind of relaxes you?
Man, there's not a whole lot of time to relax these days. All these shows, and we're playing like most every day. So to actually come home and to watch TV is a wonderful thing, because being in a van, being driving all over the all of the East Coast, and in a van, you get to the show, you set up, you play the show, you get back in the van, and you drive to the next place. to actually get to be home and you know, pet the dog and watch TV is a good hobby to have these days. But, you know, I don't know. If I wasn't doing that, maybe bike riding or playing basketball or something, you know, something outside, something sports-oriented.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we all got something. And I know you probably got something else. You just haven't thought about it. You know, because I find myself tinkering with computers, you know. Even fishing. I like to deep-sea fish because it takes me out far enough in the ocean where my telephones don't work. You know, I always got two telephones with me constantly. and I'm always working. So I got to basically put myself in a situation where I can't work, you know, because, you know, you'll burn out, man. Come on. And
you remember?
I'm not saying that may be for you, but, you know, sometimes you just got to turn it off so you can turn it on.
Oh, exactly. You remember those days when we didn't have that? We didn't have a phone in our hand? We didn't
have
any of that?
Yes.
That was,
you
know, we went outside. We went outside. Kids would go outside and play. They'd ride their bike and climb trees and play football. What happened?
Oh, and that was the same time. That was the same time you knew at least 50, 60 phone numbers off the top of your head, and you do good now if you know at least 5.
Exactly. Exactly. You knew everybody's phone number.
Everybody's.
That's. Or you had it in a book. Remember that?
Yep. I just think about that. I used to remember everybody pretty much that was in my close circle that I needed to talk to in any regularity. I could just run off their phone numbers really, really quick. But now I'm like, wait a minute. Let me pick up my cell.
Exactly. You go in and press a button, and it does it for you. I think that makes your mind lazy. So.
It does.
It's, we need to get back to that a little bit.
I think so, too, very much so, and quick, because people have lost the ability to reason. You know, I keep hearing on the news, well, we're going to outlaw guns, but I'm of a mind, too, coming from Texas, man. I had a BB gun before I could even ride a bicycle good. You know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. People kill people. The guns don't kill them. You know what I'm saying? So if it, before guns, what they going to do, outlaw rocks? They going to outlaw knives next? They need to put the focus on where it really need to be and address these issues with these people. Because other than that, it's not going to change.
Yeah, but it's unfortunate that you can never know where it's coming from. You know, you don't know. There aren't always warning signs. And that's unfortunate, you know.
Have you ever heard a crazy person say they crazy? Not many.
not really.
But I think that's where the effort and the attention should be focused. But anyway, listen, Charles, we're down to the last minute or so of the show, and I want, again, for you to tell the people where they can go get your music and where you're going to be. I want to get this one to you.
Okay. The best place, charlesparkermusic.com. Facebook, Instagram is all Charles Parker Music. So it's pretty simple. It's all the same address. But Jay, you can go there, go to the website. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. You could download the music from iTunes and Apple Music and Google Play. You could stream on Spotify. So, you know, it'd be great if everybody would go there and do that. And I'd have a lot of followers then.
All righty. Now, I appreciate you, man, taking time out to come through and chat with us. And, you know, we're going to continue to play your music on this end.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, Lamont.
Oh, definitely appreciate you, man. And think about taking some time out to go do some fishing or something, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to go fishing sometime.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you very much, man, and definitely enjoyed you, and we'll have you back on soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Mr. Charles Parker, everybody. And again, if you didn't hear the show or missed part of it, it'll be ready worldwide in a few minutes, so you don't have no excuse. And this is your boy, Lamont Patterson. You've been listening to I Am Indian. Don't go nowhere just yet. Here's one of our new singles, Babylon, y'all.
Guess what your time is up. Just
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.